This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're, of course, here listening to this radio show. And of course, we've got just tons and tons and tons of things going on. We're going to be talking about the elections going on here nationally and all the different, the perils, if you will, of the election coming up, especially with a rigged election system, certainly here in California. It's completely rigged and dirty. We are denouncing it as roundly as possible. Ask Bernie Sanders or ask Donald Trump about how dirty the election system. They know this, but it's all known. It's all talked about. The fix is in. And they know it. Now, our own Chris Street pops up the new Breitbart look, which I do not like. I got to tell you, I don't like the feel of it because, you know, it's discombobulated. You got one of your young whippersnapper that's working on this website. It's not working. It's just not working. It's just. It's a nice-looking website to some degree. I don't think it's all that great. Poll shows only 44% of Italians want to remain in the European Union. I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked that they want their freedom back, the Italians, the Itais. They want their freedom back from the totalitarians of the European Union, Itais. And so they have got a little sticker showing little people throwing away. It's kind of a little stick figure. It's not really a stick. I guess it's pointed, but thick, girthy stick figure. These people showing all the EU is being thrown. It says the EU symbol, EU with the stars, being thrown in a trash can. The Eurobarometer poll has found that Italy has become the most Eurocentric country within the European Union, as only 44% of Italians would vote to remain in the bloc if a referendum were held. That is a big number. I bring this up because, you know, geez, what about New California? You know, what about New California? It's all about getting the news out of it. It is about New California, isn't it? Brexit summit latest. Oh, this is good. Migrant crisis, Germany, Sweden, UK. What? Did I stumble into something? I got to tell you, you guys have got to get your act together over here, Breitbart. I mean, this is ridiculous. So now I turned to the page, and they got all these stories about the EU. There must have been the European page. I'm shocked. Oh, they have a European, Border Cartel Chronicles. Oh, they got that, London, Europe. So Africa, Asia, Latin America. All right. All right. Now it's starting to make a little sense. I'm working with it. Brazilian presidential frontrunner Jair Bolsonaro, China is buying Brazil. Of course they are. Shouts down UN meeting on report. Feminist abortion activists hurl firebombs at church in Argentina. Man, I think we have it bad here with the feminists. We got to watch out for the firebombs there. International pressure forces Cuba to release dissident after 62 days of hunger strike. And watch, of course, they've got the organized trek to the U.S. border. Aha! Let's check it. This is the Breitbart story on this. Let's see how they're playing this angle of dangle. This is 13 organized trek to the... Okay, yeah. Show people going across the river. More than 1,300 Honduran men, women, and children. Right. Okay, well, this is old news. This is definitely old news. But, you know, it's good news. It was being reported by... Soon after the march began, social media groups promoting the well-being of Honduras. And so, look, we got to try and do that. You know, I was trying to get into the Facebook thing about this with the Hondurans, but it just wasn't working for some reason. Normally, they'd show these things live. You know, you can catch the latest news and information live on Facebook off of these Hondurans, and everybody's migrating. So, should I stay or should I go? I guess is the big question. Might as well look at it and see what we got. Let's just do this real quick. We'll go to Facebook as soon as the computer starts. Ah, Facebook. And we will go caravan. How's that? Just caravan. And let's see if we can pick that up. Now, it's Pueblo Sin Frontera. Remember, they're supposed to be this big organized group. And they got nothing out there on their, or they don't. So let's go caravan and see what we get. Caravan to Midnight, Caravan Diver, Caravan Refugees. How's that? Ah, see all results of Caravan Refugees. There's something in here. Oh, goodness. Well, we'll just have to wait and see what we can come up with. But, it's interesting because that they had people Facebooking and they were announcing and they're being real proud and out and all that stuff about the refugee crisis. Let's see. This is 52 minutes ago. If the 3,000 caravan... 3,000? Robert Sharples. The next wave will be 100. We must stop the invasion. Okay, this is... Okay, so we get some info. This is... People are sharing my opinion. This is coming from Robert Sharples on his Facebook. But he didn't know I was going to play this on national radio. Robert Sharples. I'm not a friend. Add a friend? Should I add a friend to Robert Sharples? He had a comment about all this caravanning business now, didn't he? Aha. This is from 21 hours ago. Rogue UN official reveals Obama behind historic coup to forcibly remove Trump from office right now. Here's one. You know how they put these things up there on Facebook? It really is humorous. I'm not a Facebook guy, by the way. I'm not really into the Maven part of it. It says, I have never been groped by Donald Trump, but I have been screwed by Barack Obama. Okay. Donald J. Trump, in addition to stopping all payments, blah, 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 he does that. Of course, what does he say about that? So this guy, Sharples is his name. I'm going to add him as a friend. Sharples, you just got added. National radio right here. We just gave birth to our friendship. Isn't that nice? Anyway, but this story intrigues me. This is a story that, where's this coming from? Team Trump. Right now, it says, Phoenix News 21. Wonder what that's about. Phoenix News. Rogue UN official reveals Obama behind historic coup. That's interesting. So this is like, this is yesterday. Well, you know, we've all suspected this, and you know, you can't escape it from, you know, what's been going on with Obama and all these other people. It says Obama, President Barack Obama, has had a difficult time accepting the fact that he's not the president anymore. He is trying so hard to hold on to power he gained during his presidency and to remove Trump from his resistance movement. Since then, he has been holding diplomatic meetings with many world leaders, which is a violation of the Logan Act and a serious federal crime. As Obama tries to maintain his power over Donald Trump, the United Nations revealed that Obama is actively engaging in the first coup d'etat in American history against a sitting president. In these past few weeks, his tour to Asia has been an excuse to bash President Donald Trump. Well, we know that's going on. I don't know it's going to work. I think they still have their big plans, I think, but they don't have the support at home. That's part of the problem for... That is a big problem for these guys. And there's too many things going on. The again, the military tribunals are proceeding. Just want to let you know. We revealed that yesterday, and I want to reiterate it today. There's a lot of people really off balance by what this president is currently doing on the Obama side. Lots of people. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're back. We're back like that. That penny that just keeps coming back. We're a good penny, though. Not a bad penny. We're not a bad penny. Let's see. Louis Farrakhan. What a monster he is. And, of course, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, Bill Clinton all love him. They all love him. Louis Farrakhan, his latest bigoted, hateful statement, is interesting. I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite. Let that settle in. Same guy who supports and Obama loves, Louis Farrakhan, and Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden, John Kerry, all the rest on the left, Kamala Harris, Jerry Brown, all these people love this guy. That's what he said last night. At the anniversary of the Million Man March. Just blatant hate speech. No one's really condemning it on the left. In Breitbart, article by Joel Pollack, got a picture of Louis Farrakhan and Barack Hussein Obama, all smiles, a number of years ago. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan addressed a gathering in Detroit on Sunday to mark the 23rd anniversary of the Million Man March and use it as a platform to launch yet another attack on Jews, calling them termites. 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 Farrakhan posted clips of his speech on his Twitter account on Tuesday. Termites. Let's listen to this. Hate to give this guy any kind of anything.
Now, white folk don't like Farrakhan. Some of them respect me.
That's right.
But those who have been our deceivers, they can't stand me. I'm not mad with you. In fact, to the members of the Jewish community that don't like me, thank you very much for putting my name all over the planet because of your fear of what we represent. I can go anywhere in the world and they've heard of Farrakhan. Thank you very much. I'm not mad at you because you're so stupid. Don't you know? My teacher, Elijah Muhammad, taught me one day. He said there once was a donkey that fell in the ditch. And everybody came along, they picked up a stone and threw it at the donkey. They threw so many stones till the ditch got filled up and the donkey walked out. So my teacher said, brother, remember, every knock is a boost. So when they talk about Farrakhan, call me a hater, you know what they do? call me an anti-Semite. Stop it. I'm anti-termite. I don't know nothing about hating somebody because of their religious preference.
Nope. He knows a lot about hating anybody. Whatever that's about. Why do we have that going on? No Wi-Fi going on here. No, that's Louis Farrakhan, isn't it? That's just the way that guy rolls, Louis Farrakhan. I don't know why everybody thinks he's just such a wonderful guy. I don't think he's a wonderful guy at all. I think he's kind of a moron. In fact, I don't even think he's a moron. He is a moron. He's a mean, hateful man. But that's okay if you're Barack Obama. You can be mean and hateful to white people, can't you? And brown people and Jewish people and Asian people. That's the way he rolls. That's the way Louis Farrakhan rolls. Termites. Vermin. Just reduce it down a little bit. There's yet another one.
So if Judge Kavanaugh bothered Miss Ford when she was 15 and he was 17. Now that lady was a victim of something. So how do you know, Farrakhan? You know, I've been listening to liars for a long time. In fact, my business is trying to get a crooked tongue to speak straight words. When I saw that woman give her testimony, now you, I don't want you to think the minister's crazy, but tears came in my eyes because no man should take from a woman what a woman does not want to give. And when that woman stood up and went through the horror of what Mr. Kavanaugh is alleged to have done to her, she had to relive it. Because that kind of thing, when you experience it, you don't forget that. It's seared into your memory. You may put it behind you and think it's gone somewhere. But when you least expect it, that thing will come out and make a problem for you.
Right.
So if Judge...
Right. There we go. Well, there we have it. What's going on here? Why did we do this? I don't know. You know, it's kind of interesting. We do have someone who did speak up in the Democratic side. New York Assemblyman Dov Hynken, Democrat from Brooklyn, urged fellow Democrats to condemn Farrakhan's statement about Jews. Farrakhan's vile statements against whites and Jews have been ignored by my fellow Democrats. Good for you. Good for you. This is good to see this. Hynken said in a press release Wednesday, "There is nothing subtle about this modern-day Goebbels hatred. This racist doesn't even hide behind an anti-Israeli statement. He just publicly attacks Jews and the Jewish religion and works to incite hatred and racism amongst his followers. Even worse, Democrats continue to give him a pass. Former President Bill Clinton sat next to him at Aretha Franklin's funeral. It was appalling." This, listen, he's a Democrat. I'm quoting him. It's right out of the paper. Anyway, We got a commercial.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Over an hour, looks like.
Well, was he 10, 9, 10, 30, about an hour and 30 minutes, an hour and 40 minutes.
The 10th annual drill that everybody's been talking about, the Great Shakeout Earthquake Drill,
will be held, encouraging people in the Southland of Southern California to drop and cover and hold. Hold on to your bippy. Hold. You know, it's not a bad idea to do this. Worldwide event, though. I didn't realize. We used to do these drills all the time. You know, for those of you who do not know, one of my big expertise was a school safety expert. Yeah, you know, I was sort of trained up in it and did all the stuff that was necessary for large-scale drills. We had big earthquakes when I was in Southern California schools. We had the Whittier quake, which was enormous, and several people died, actually. And I was in a classroom full of students doing leadership business in the early morning hours when this thing happened. I'll tell you, it was a potential nightmare. But the school held, you know. And anyway, make a long story short. At that point in time, that was in the 80s, people said, you know, we got to do something about these earthquakes, because especially for the schools, and, you know, when you have large numbers of people in one place at one time, it becomes very problematic. Now, little bit of a bit of information for you. The schools in most earthquake areas of California have to meet certain design specifications to withstand earthquakes at certain levels, usually about 7.5 or something like that. So this school I was at, El Dorado High School, when this happened, was an earthquake standard school, and it was really phenomenal to see. I was the facilities person, so I had firsthand knowledge of all this. It was absolutely amazing to see how well the facility stood up, because it really did. It was very minimal damage. I mean, doors were tweaked and torqued, and you know they had to put in new doors and all that stuff because they fell out of alignment. I mean, just kind of basic stuff, but nothing really big. But it did tell everybody, though, that because there were certain schools that did collapse in the Whittier area and other places, that schools need to be ready for this. So we started large-scale training of earthquakes. And we did everything. We brought in sea containers and packed them full of equipment enough to account for the numbers of students that we had. And, you know, we planned and did mass evacuation drills and, you know, and then we started doing realistic drills, and we brought in all the assets from around the county, and, you know, like, what happens if you do have a big earthquake? What's going to happen? How's it going to turn out? And so we practiced with what school? Esperanza, with 3,000 students, these drills. So there must be some reason. I can't remember, wasn't what time of year it was for this earthquake. Because this is now October. I'll have to go back and take a look. It might have been this time of year. In fact, I know it was the fall. But anyway, it's a good idea to practice these things. It really is. And especially if you're in large schools or just because you have a large number of students, they need to be prepared for this and not the unexpected. And I really think that schools, just like ships that go out to sea, you have drills. You have fire drills. You know, you have those big fire drills that get everybody out of your cabin, go stand outside, get ready to embark on your boats, you know, all this stuff. Schools are the same thing. Schools are just like ships. They need to have constant safety training. And I suggest that at least once a month that there's a fire drill. Absolutely. I'm all in on that. I know some people don't like that in the education business because it takes up too much time. You know what takes up too much time in education? Is all these in-services that teachers are forced to go to, and they're not in class teaching. I'm anti-in-service. All in-services are is indoctrination into what the government wants the teacher to think. Teachers are well-skilled, usually, if let to their own professional devices. That's what I think. Enough of the indoctrination by the state government into the world of teaching, in my opinion. That's why this whole thing about late start days. There's no late start days in teaching. Does it make sense? If you take your teachers away from your kids, the scores go down. Did you know that? Oh, wow, I wonder why that is. Maybe because they're not being taught enough hours in the day or enough hours during the year. What do you think? The minutes, educational minutes, that's how they get attendance. Those are things that have to happen. Those are things that have to happen. I want to get back to the Breitbart article. Got to get back into this. Oh, no, I got the other one. I'm sorry. I'm all over the map. Chris Street, our very own Chris Street, wrote this article about Orange County and about the Orange County rate. Well, not just the Orange. It's the races in California that are really kind of for the House seats. There are 53? Yeah, 53 House seats in California, and 14 of them are Republican. 14 of them are Republican, and 39 are Democrat. Now, that's kind of a problem, right? That's a big problem. Now, if Orange County goes purple or blue, like everybody's saying it's going to do this time around, because it went for Hillary, which, of course, in the bogus California electoral system, which everybody has already figured out the fix is in, there could be a possibility that they could lose seats in Orange County. And, of course, that's just not acceptable, losing Republican seats there. And I don't think it's going to happen, quite frankly. But our own Chris Street points out that Orange County Republicans look to stop the Democrats' blue wave to take the U.S. House by stoking anti-tax resentment in what used to be America's most Republican county, holding every statewide office in a 39-14 advantage in U.S. House seats. California Democrats in June were hailing Orange County as a symbolic tip of the spear in a blue wave of resentment towards President Donald Trump that would flip four traditionally conservative seats. With Democrats needing to flip just 23 seats to take control of the House overall, 538s, mid-September poll at 538s. Okay, they've written that. That's the title of a company. September poll claimed the Democrats could win over 60 seats. Over 60 seats. All right. I don't think that's going to happen, though. The September 16th through 23rd Berkeley IGS poll found Democrats had commanding leads in all four seats, and a self-funded Latino Democratic Gil Cisneros challenging for the 39th district of retiring Republican Ed Royce, environmentalist Orange County Democratic Party Executive Director Mike Levin challenging the 49th district of retiring Republican Daryl Issa. To come back and we'll get more of an explanation for what's going on here. Will they or will they not lose them? I don't think they will. We'll be right back. This will be Agenda 21 Radio.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about what's going on in the state of California in terms of, listen, it's a big state. And, you know, it's the largest congressional contingent in the U.S., of course, 53. There were polls that were done in Orange County as sort of the bellwether areas on September 16th and 23rd, and showed that there are a lot of commanding leads, especially the four important seats in Orange County. But that was before the Democrats' train wreck at the special September 27th hearing on alleged sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The post-hearings California Target Book Insider Track Survey found that 53% of voters perceived Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee, suffering voter losses, with 12% of the voters claiming she is old and out of touch. That's our Chris Street writing here. With Republicans re-energized, Orange County GOP Chairman Fred Whitaker told Bay Area Public Radio Station that KQED, that the party launched a huge push to pass Proposition 6, the ballot initiative, to repeal the gas tax. Whitaker called it a great issue to shine a light on the four Orange County Democratic challengers who love taxes. Because the gas tax and the vehicle license fees are probably the most unpopular thing the legislature has done in the last 2 years, if not in the last 10. Despite some left-wing claims that polls favor the defeat of Prop 6, Whitaker reminds party faithful that the Orange County GOP recalled Democratic State Senator Josh Newman of Fullerton in June and replaced him with a Republican for supporting the 2017 gas tax hike. I hate it when this happens. Despite some left-wing claims, anyway, Breitbart News reported that both the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and Reform California have just begun to unleash big radio buy ads in direct mail and online messaging campaigns in support of Yes on Prop 6 campaign. Orange County Democratic candidates for Republican House seats have bet on voter dissatisfaction with Trump. But the GOP's prospects seem to have rebounded, with the latest Rasmussen tracking polls revealing the President Trump's approval rating hit 51% this week, up 10 points from this time last year and at the highest level since March 2017.
Oh, man.
I don't know about you. That is not good news for them. Bad news for you. Some of these candidates, though, I think are really important to watch. Young Kim, which is, she's got parts of San Bernardino, Orange County, and Los Angeles County in a district down there. Young Kim, Orange County Republicans pound anti-tax message. Stop that. Okay, Gil Cisneros faces questions about his record. He's her opponent, Gil Cisneros. It's an interesting. This is how these politics are played here. Gil Cisneros. He's not the brightest light bulb in the constellation, if you know what I mean. Anyway, a Democrat. This was an article that came out. How old is this? This is several months. This article reflects October 3rd, but it goes back to some other things. We covered this Young Kim race several weeks ago, actually back in September. And at that time, Young Kim, now this is a difficult race, 39th Congressional District, California. At the time when we did this, she was ahead in the poll substantially against Gil Cisneros. This is Young Kim. Wonderful lady, wonderful family, and so on. It says Republican, this goes back to Republican Young Kim leads Democrat Gil Cisneros in California's 39th district by 6 to 10 points. Now, that is actually widened. So I'm really kind of glad. But Gil Cisneros had some pretty interesting, this is how the party politic, if I can get this in here, politic in California plays it. There was this whole thing of shaming men and shaming everybody else, you know, that might be a male in the democratically held California legislature. Well, he finds himself in that little bailiwick of people when a Democratic operative, a woman, claimed sexual misconduct and filed it against Gil Cisneros ahead of the election day. Then suddenly she withdraws the complaint. And as Breitbart reported, says a Democrat who claimed for months that Gil Cisneros, the Democratic candidate for Congress in California's 39th district, had committed sexual misconduct against her, that accusation on Monday, calling it a huge misunderstanding. She comes out and says, oh, I'm sorry, her name was Melissa Fazley. Made the accusation during the primary election and stuck to her claims as recently as last month. But then all of a sudden said, oh, no, time out. Gil didn't do it. We sat down. It's a huge misunderstanding. Wonder if Glassy Ford could have done that with Brett Kavanaugh. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. That's my job.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Getting back into that last bit of the article, it's interesting that this Gil Cisneros has, she made the accusations during the primary election. This is this Gil Cisneros, and he's running against young Kim. And she's a wonderful lady, and she's just got a class act behind her. She's the Republican. And Ed Royce, I believe she's replacing. She is just a class act, and she needs to be there. She's going to represent that district very, very well. And I'm really happy to see that she's pulling ahead. But and I want to say this about Gil Cisneros. This woman comes in and makes the accusations, and all of a sudden she's challenged. Apparently there's a construct. The Democrats got together and solved the problem. Now, listen, I'm not at all opposed about solving the problem, right? I mean, she was like going to go to the lawsuit business on some sort of sexual misconduct against him. But she suddenly withdrew it after a meeting with the Democratic heads of state, so to speak, saying it was a huge misunderstanding. Listen, I'm all for resolving these things. I'm all for resolving these things. And, of course, this whole Me Too business and all that stuff, which, you know, of course, several of the Me Too members were implicated in very bad conduct themselves. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. Maybe this is a step in the right direction where we can get these frivolous claims out there resolved without going to, well, lawsuits and massive expenditures and so on. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, 821r.com. 821R.com, and you can also go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I'm telling you, it is the state of the future. Like it or not, it is here. It is now. It's going to continue to happen and be a big success and bring freedom and liberty back to California. New California, and visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.